98.1 KZE on the line with me today. It's Madison McFerrin. She is playing this Friday, October 11th at the Falcon in Marlboro. Her debut studio album, I Hope You Can Forgive Me, is out now. And you might have seen her song Run included on Rolling Stone's Top 100 Songs of 2023. Madison, thank you for hopping on with me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. We're excited to have you coming through the Falcon. Have you played the Falcon before?
I have, and actually my history with the Falcon goes pretty deep because my band in college played there a couple times. So, you know, and of course that was only 3 years ago. No, it was like a decade and some change.
Yeah, you're a
nice
Berkeley kid,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was your college band like?
It was called Cosmodrome. It was kind of like funk jammy. It was cool. We had a good time. It was really where I cut my teeth as being a front woman.
Yeah. All right, cool. So you kind of come from the Hudson Valley local music scene.
A little bit, you know, honorary, I think.
Yeah, it counts. How's the rest of your year been? Have you been touring some huge venues? Will this be kind of a nice little intimate break for you?
I mean, it's been an interesting year. I was, you know, very heavily touring last year after the album came out, and so this year has been less so, but it's mostly been consumed with me wrapping up my sophomore record, which I'm very excited about. And actually, two of those songs will be previewed at the show at the Falcon, so if you want a little sneak peek of what's to come, definitely come through. But, yeah, no, I really love playing the Falcon. It's a nice little intimate situation, and I always feel love when I'm there.
Yeah, absolutely. What is your show like these days? Do you bring a full band? Are you going to be solo this time?
Now I play with a full band, with a three-piece. Last time I was at the Falcon, it was just solo, but I definitely have been trying to show people how the sound is expanding, both visually and sonically, and I think it's really helpful to have a band on stage with me in those moments to really try and express where this is going.
Yeah, what do you mean by visually?
Well, you know, it's different to see just me on stage versus me with three other people, and I also get to kind of express myself in a different way since I'm not tied to, say, the loop pedal or to my desk with, like, my Ableton stuff that I had before. There's just a little more freedom, so I get to be a bit more of a performer in that way.
Yeah, a bit more of an active front person. Is that a lot of fun for you?
Yeah, I really love it. You know, I was saying that was where I started in my college band, and that was the one thing that I didn't really like about doing solo music is just how stationary I had to be for a lot of it. So it is really nice to be able to have that different type of interaction with not just the band on stage, but also with the audience. I think it's a different energy.
Yeah. Yeah. So what has it been like having the first album, your debut studio album, have such a great reception and obviously the nod from Rolling Stone? Has that kind of changed things for you, or how do you feel about it?
I mean, I feel mostly proud of the fact that, you know, I produced 70% of that record myself, and women only make up 2.8% of producers. So to have done that and really had stepped into a new role, I hadn't started producing until the pandemic, to get that acknowledgement was really awesome and really wonderful. And I am even more inspired for what's to come. And I think that just having that nice little launch pad is going to make even the next chapter better. So
yeah,
it's been really wonderful. I'm really proud of it.
Congratulations. I didn't realize that you had produced so much of the record. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you going to do the same or more for the next album?
The next album is more co-production on everything. You know, a lot of why I ended up producing was because I couldn't be with other people.
Yeah.
And so now that I have more of those skills and can understand what I want more from a production standpoint, like that I can vocalize it because I understand what I'm talking about versus trying to make, you know,
I do.
Sense out of things that I didn't understand before, I was really into doing more co-production this time so that I could help not only elevate what I could already do, but the overall sound in general.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have kind of a grand vision for the sound of the next album, or are we not quite ready to disclose those secrets yet?
Well, I would say that it's sonically bigger. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more live instrumentation, but I think it's the best music I've ever written, so I'm really excited to share it with people.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for hopping on the phone with me today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. I'm looking forward to the show.
Madison McFerrin, this Friday, October 11th at the Falcon in Marlborough.